702 for the curious on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Teboho Setsatu, musician and convener of the Independent Beneficiaries Forum. Good morning to you and a happy Sunday.
Good morning. Happy Sunday to you and all the 702 listeners.
So, President Cyril Ramaphosa sees a problem with the contentious copyright amendment bill. He sent it back to Parliament because he believes a number of its provisions are unconstitutional. I mean, this didn't exactly land on his desk alone. It's been on the desk and on the agenda of several presidents before him. You can even cast your mind back to the time of Kgalema Motlanthe, and of course during the tenure of Jacob Zuma. But let's take a step back for a moment, right? I mean, I understand that you're going to have your own view on this, Teboho, but remind us, the Copyright Amendment Bill, what does it seek to do?
The Copyright Amendment Bill seeks it and the Performance Protection Act Bill. They seek to transform radically our industries, or our IP industry. They both seek to empower creatives, local publishers, authors, writers, and they also seek to empower disabled persons in this country, particularly the blind. And these bills also seek to empower education, learning, as well as innovation.
And what has been the main bones of contention when it comes to the Copyright Amendment Bill? Some would argue that it's really not seeking to do what you've just just described, but it's rather giving way too much power to big industries, whether or not it's recording labels or indeed big publishing houses, because it's not only affecting people that create creative content, musicians, actors and the like, but also people that create academic content, academics printing books.
Yes, most definitely. You're quite right. But those who pushed it back and actually pressured Ramaphosa to President Ramaphosa to not to assent to the bill. They know why they did that. They are the beneficiaries of the current status quo. We are sitting with the 1978 Copyright Bill, which is an apartheid law, which had nothing to do with a democratic government, and it's actually shocking and disappointing that the president did not see the need to sign those two bills when artists in particular are dying as indigent, as paupers all the time. And I remember we've been having meetings with the late President Mandela. I mean, imagine. I remember that meeting vividly at the Gold Reef City. We had a meeting with all the presidents, I could say, and the other particular meeting that happened in Sandton with the then President Jacob Zuma was actually a meeting that led to the making of these bills. However, for some reason, but we know the reason actually what it is. It's those who are making money of our copyright laws, they have pressured the president not to assent to the bills. And it's shocking and disappointing that the president actually succumbed to the pressure of big conglomerates. And there's a group called them, who call themselves the Coalition for Copyright. These are a group of people who are stealing, making money, millions of rand of our copyright, and they couldn't care, I mean, about how South Africans are suffering under these laws because of they take their cue from their masters in the U.S. And
I'm going to jump in there when you talk about masters in the U.S. because a huge bone of contention has got to do with the fair use clause that was essentially inspired by that particular provision in United States law governing copyright, where essentially the principles relating to copyright exception have been applied for centuries. It doesn't necessarily mean because it's working in the American context that it will work here.
Nicholas, it will definitely work here. You know, the fear mongering that is spread by those who oppose the bills is very simple. They know themselves that once South Africa assents to this deal, Africa, the entire continent will follow suit. This is one of the best deals we've ever had. I'll make you a very simple example. When South Africa transcended into democracy, we didn't have it all, but we had to start somewhere. We even still have sunset clauses that kind of limit this country from moving fast enough into a real transition and transformation for the economic empowerment of those who were disadvantaged by apartheid. So the same thing here, that those who are opposed to the bills, they know why they're doing this. How does the U.S. have such a clause, fair use provision, that empowers them to grow the entertainment industry? And it's very simple, logic. The world over, we all look up to the U.S. entertainment industry. So you tell me, is it thriving or is it declining? It is definitely thriving. So the fair use provision is what helps them to thrive with innovation in the fourth industrial revolution. So fair use has been demonized, used as a lame excuse by those who actually want to continuously rip off our creatives. And they do not even encourage people to read for themselves. What they do, they spread lies and propaganda. Fair use is simple. It does not mean that the copyright should be infringed. What it simply means is that when copyright is being used, as long as it does not take away the rights of the creator, then it should be used. For instance, it happens all the time with news. You guys are in the news, in the media industry. When you inform society, fair use will empower you to be able to use stuff without infringing on copyright. So there are limitations and exceptions. And it's unfortunate that the president has done what he's done. And we are looking up to parliament now. And this is where the separation of powers come in. Parliament must take back those bills, send them back to the president, because if you look, I want you to go back after the discussion and look the reasons why the president has sent the bills back to parliament. He raises exactly like a copy and paste, literally, of the same reasons that the call is in, those guys who are opposed to the copyright bill. And who are these people? These people are the guys who control the collecting societies of royalties in South Africa. They are the guys who control the big recording companies in South Africa, and all of them report to their masters in the U.S. The current quality society system, where does all the money go? You've seen Chico, you've seen Chico in the newspapers, you've heard Chico speak about the issues about royalties going the wrong way. It does not begin now. It started a long time ago. It continues. Over 80% of our royalties in the country don't stay in the country. They go outside the country. So you, 1+1, you will see that these people are just spreading fear among South Africans, and unfortunately the president is under pressure. Remember, the U.S. also even threatened to disinvest. Why would the U.S. want to disinvest when we want to empower our own people?
Tebogo, unfortunately, time working against us here, but if you, would you regard the changes that need to be made an easy fix? What is the main change that you are hoping the National Assembly makes?
Well, I think the first thing is that they should stop embarrassing themselves as government, because if we voted for them, they must ensure that blind people and disabled people in this country have access. Currently, they do not have access. They should ensure that, you see, most of the provisions in the bill are quite correct. There are certain things that can be fixed and should be fixed, but some of them can be dealt with in the regulation. I'm hoping and praying that whatever Parliament does, they do not radically change what is in there, because of they will be tampering with the fundamental rights of the people that are supposed to be protected here. And they should not listen to the U.S. They should listen to South Africans. And they, who are these South Africans? Those that are suffering under the current copyright law.
Teboho Zitatu, we'll leave it at that. Musician and convener of the Independent Beneficiaries Forum, talking about the Copyright Amendment Bill. Not only contentious, but fairly complicated, right? If it was easy, I don't think that we would have this ping pong between the President's desk and Parliament. Any thoughts on that? You know how to get a hold of us, 011-883-0702. Otherwise, WhatsApp voice note, 0727021702.